Poor workers, victims of an anti-Christian capitalistic economic system, are urged on by Marxist followers to every form of action which can make the holding of private property difficult. Thus the way is prepared for the complete appropriation by the state God of all property in the means of production. Of course, the prospect is held out to the workers of a future in which all will be supremely happy with very little work. The Garden of Eden is to reappear. Needless to say, the reality will be a savage army at the beck of officials, treating the mass of the people with absolute brutality. The ideas of the dignity of human personality and of the brotherhood of man in the mystical body will have been eliminated. The savagery of the communist state will be far worse than that of the paganism from which our Lord redeemed us, for it will have rejected him. When speaking of Catholic ideals of economic organization, we saw how strongly the sovereign pontiffs stressed the need for Catholic working men's associations, and how emphatically they warned Catholics of the dangers to which working men's unions are exposed. In particular, they pointed out how easily such associations may be led against our Lord by the agents of secret societies and by plotters skillfully concealing their final aims. In this connection, it may be well to point out that in the Pravda's account of the session of the Central Council of the Red International of Labor Unions held in Moscow in 1928, at which two men with Irish names were present, the following resolutions, amongst others, were adopted in regard to communist activities in Ireland. Quote, revolutionary groups affiliated to the Red International of Labor Unions with headquarters in Moscow shall be formed within the existing reformist unions. These groups must work in close touch with one another and form the basis of a left wing to fight against all attempts to form Catholic or other religious unions. End of quote. The Pravda of 3 January 1930 reproduced a letter from an Irishman with regard to the projected Congress of the Crest and Turn, the Communist Peasants International, in which we read the following, quote, we are following your work with the greatest interest and will cooperate with you in order to overthrow tyranny against which it is impossible to fight only on an international footing. End of quote. The Imprecor of 7th April 1932 stated that, quote, the situation is ripe for the formation and quick growth of a communist party, which will organize the masses for revolutionary struggle on the basis of a clear class policy and strive for the unity of Ireland through the formation of a workers' and peasants' republic, end of quote. It is clear that the international plotters have succeeded in enlisting the services of some dupes in Ireland with a view to the incorporation of our country in the communist empire. These dupes will, of course, be ruthlessly flung aside when they have served their turn.